check it out. Denim Entertainment, Kitchener, Waterloo, DJ Services. The Halloween Hangover, Secret Location. Natty Physicist. I first met Natty Physicist after volunteering some of my more youthful years of DJing at CKMS FM Radio in Waterloo. So this is on Denim Entertainment's Facebook page. My volunteer time, he says, graduated into an on-air programming when a two-hour radio time slot opened up on-air for me in January of 2012. Denim Radio was born. At my first AGM in spring of 2012, it was actually Natty who nominated me to run for a board of director position. It really caught me off guard to even receive a nomination from anyone within the membership being so new myself. A few other members validated the motion. Before I knew it, I was a young man getting experience on how to manage a community-driven non-for-profit at a director's level. So here he goes. The connections Radio Waterloo and Nats have helped me reach out to at times seem endless. From my start up of Denim Radio, nights of mentoring the FM controls, helping set myself up along with 40 other volunteer programmers over COVID restrictions to switch broadcasting remotely from home. Natty is a true community leader. Currently, Natty is on the board of directors as president of CKMS FM. He has been serving his community on CKMS since 1999 as a volunteer radio show programmer, hosting his radio show Pressure Drop. This January marks Natty's 25th year anniversary of volunteering and broadcasting with Radio Waterloo, potentially marking Canada's longest-running jungle DMB radio show in history and potentially current longest-running active jungle DNB radio show in the nation. Thank you for all, Natty Physicist. It's time to bring the Pressure Drop radio show live to Guelph this November. Wow. So when I first started with Radio Waterloo back in 2015, Cameron was a huge reason that I wanted to get involved. His huge professionalism definitely has always given this radio station a great reputation. And have you guys heard of this one? Also, hey, if you guys are out there and you want to like actually send me a shout out, do you guys go on social media still? I don't know. Like, you never know who's out there, right? Some people, they don't want to go on social media anymore because it's just gotten, you know, a little zesty, let's say. You have to have a lot of filter if you go online, and you have to be able to stand up for yourself. But you have to know the rules because you're going to get told how to what to say. It's very confusing. But if you're able to muddle through it and you are on Instagram, you can find me there, and that's a way to reach out, eh? I'm Yenny in the World there on Instagram. You can find me there. If you want to email, I have a Radio Waterloo email. You can email Yenny at Radio Waterloo. So that's Yenny, Y-E-N-N-Y, at Radio Waterloo. Even if you just say, hey, I'm out there and I happen to listen to your show tonight, and I just wanted to say hello. Oh, is that... Wait a minute. I see the man, the legend, the myth. That's amazing. Oh, my gosh. I was starting to... So actually, Cameron is in the house. Denim Entertainment, DJ Denim is in the house. So let's get you a microphone.
Looks nice in here. Nice.
I know. I keep looking at the wall, and I'm like, you did that.
Wow. Yeah.
That's nice. So mic three. Let's get mic three on, and Let's do a little Facebook Live because we can.
All right, yeah, I think I still remember how to do this all.
I'm sure you'll slip right back into it.
Nice, this is cool.
Right?
This is cool.
You're here! DJ Denim! Holy shnikes is all I want to say because Cameron is in the house. The last time I saw Cameron was at your Paddy's Day party upstairs.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
right. It's been a while.
So you're still around. Let's put some cameras on. Let's figure out what works around here.
Jeez, okay. I didn't know I was going to be on camera tonight.
Well, I figured it would be like
I would have did the hair or something, you know?
Whatever.
Okay, it looks like you got a... Okay, here we go.
Are you there? Are you there? Okay, here you're here.
Here we go.
It's been so long.
Yeah.
You go way back.
I do. Yeah, 2012 of January, I started my very first show of Denim Radio, Denim Radio Episode 1. I actually documented every show I did here on CKMS.
Good for you.
From, episode number to date, and... Yeah.
I was always saying how professional you've always been and that you were a big reason that I wanted to get involved when like I met the station, and the fact that you were involved, was like, this guy's got like par up high, so like let's go.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's so great to see you.
Yeah, it's great to see you as well.
Thank you for reaching out. First of all, like you tell me what we're gonna talk about today.
Yeah. Well, I was tuned in on my way in. I heard you. I heard some music going. I live very close to the studio, so it wasn't a long drive. So I caught a little bit of music, and then I caught you talking about Natty Physicist there,
right?
And a little write up I recently did about Natty. And if you're tuned in now and you're unfamiliar, Natty is the president of our radio station here, Community Radio in Waterloo, and. Not only that, great guy, great volunteer. I know he means an awful lot to the radio station here. And he's just, in my opinion, a true leader of the community who does great things, all set by example.
It's a tough job.
Definitely, yeah. Well, a lot of people don't know here that Radio Waterloo is actually 100% volunteer-driven and operated, and I think has been since... don't quote me on the exact year, but I want to say early 90s is when we lost full funding from the University of Waterloo. So, yeah, it says a lot, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, we've been operating under the power and funding of this community itself for many years. And that's very impressive because, to my knowledge, again, don't quote me on this, I'd have to do some research, but I think Radio Waterloo CKMS is the only 100% volunteer-driven radio station in Ontario, and I think that says a lot.
Mm-hmm. And like I always appreciated being able to come on with like a topic that at the time was a little bit out of the ordinary, like horse slaughter, and the fact that I was able to come on and have a voice about it meant a lot to me,
right? Just to be able to share that awareness,
just of something to share
you're really passionate about. It means a lot what this place does, of just being able to provide that voice for people like myself, yourself, and the listeners that are tuned in.
I know, and we're a very creative bunch. And I was going to say about Natty, like, to kind of be in charge of this very creative bunch of people that we are, like CKMS, we have very unique, like the one thing that I think we have in common is our passion for community radio and like the whole, the team that comes together to put this on.
Mm-hmm.
But like, we all have a very kind of unique or our niche thing that we put out there. Like Carmelo, DJ Carmelo is in the house.
Yep.
He's done his show for 20 years, right?
Shout
Street Hop.
Carmelo. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, well over 20 years. Very impressive. Actually, to be honest, Carmelo is another local artist I got in mind. Fingers crossed, I'm not going to talk too much about this, but I am currently working on a grant where, if successful, I do plan on creating a free community dance next summer. And I have a roster of very community-oriented artists in mind who I'd like to promote. And Carmelo is definitely... on mine for that one to maybe showcase a little local hip hop to Waterloo, because there is no deeper roots to hip hop in this community than DJ Carmelo.
Right. Mm-hmm. I appreciate having my show on the same Thursday that he's in here, because sometimes I just hang out after my show and it's like, yeah, this is really good. It's like KW has a lot of stuff, actually. Like, it's been a really hard couple of years for us. I remember sometimes when you and I met and talked, it was just like the pandemic got us down.
It did.
Yeah. It went way down.
It was some very tough years for the radio station here, for the small business myself, all small businesses. But I can truly speak firsthand of being a small business owner, entrepreneur, operating for many years before the pandemic and going into the pandemic, and what just what a disaster it was for small businesses. It just sucked the life out of all of us, pretty much, right?
It was a little spirit crushing, but mm-hmm. then we kind of, you came out of it like, well, you just flew right out.
It kind of runs into a big part of what I wanted to get on air and talk to you guys about today is just like some really exciting updates with Denim Entertainment.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, when we went through those pandemic years, my master business license actually expired. And, you know, we were in this real tough time where, like my business was just drowned, right? Like no client out there was going to justify hiring a DJ for a 25 person party kind of thing. Right. So it took about 2 years before we opened up to 100 person gatherings where I recall I got my, first couple bookings back that were postponed bookings. Some of them had to get pushed back 2 times, you know, on various dates.
Wow.
Where it was a 100-person wedding. So we slowly started to get in the functions again. But even then, it was very few and far in between. Like, it was kind of... They were hard to come by.
Yeah.
Right? And just with the uncertainty of, like, how much do you want to reinvest in your investment of a small business when you know you just don't know when the government's going to come back in the month later and say no, we're back down to 25 people gathering. So fortunately to date, you know, Denim Entertainment has had a lot more confidence moving back into the world of private bookings, and we're officially re-registered with our master business license, and as of
congratulations.
Thank you. And as of 2023, we're starting to take on new events. You know, I even have a couple invoices I got to get out tonight, which it feels great to be back in the game, I'll say. And with that, the Halloween hangover that you were talking about.
Yeah, earlier, what's up?
So Denim Entertainment's latest public ticketed event. But that is a big part of the celebration of that Denim Entertainment is officially renewed its master business license. And now we are officially around to serve the communities of Waterloo Region and surrounding for another 5 years.
Nice.
So yeah, a big part of hosting this party is I wanted to, get that word out. And, we're super excited to be back in business for, private functions to serve our community again.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. So that's exciting.
Yeah, it is. It's very exciting. We're all very excited about it. As you mentioned, Natty, physicist from the radio stations here, is playing alongside with Magnatech, another local DJ here from Waterloo. And then I'm bringing in 4 other artists from all across Ontario, some very impressive artists. By all means, feel free to look up some information on them on Google. You'll find tons from their SoundCloud to their social medias of Pachelle Music, nice. Jenna Greenstone, Raul Vargas, and Resetter. Resetter residing in Ottawa, Ontario. He's actually coming all the way down here to Center Wellington from Ottawa. Other talent is coming down from Toronto. And these are artists that play at some of the most... renowned venues in Toronto and residencies from Promise Cherry Beach to Vertigo and the top nightclubs that Toronto has. So it's really impressive. I'll say I'm really lucky as an artist and as a friend to have these artists in my circle and network, and they're willing to come down to Kitchener and all combine forces for what is going to be a truly unique lineup.
I can't even imagine. It's going to be incredible.
It's something that Waterloo Region and Center Wellington Region, I don't want to say might not ever see again, but in all reality, it...
like, how did you get it to come together?
To begin with, a lot of them are pretty good friends of mine that I've established not only a business... network with, but also friendships with over the past years of just being in the communities of the arts and festival communities, the Burning Man community, just with the general rave scene. And I will say that even though I find there's so much stigma with that word attached, right? I've noticed that from, you know, as a young DJ and professional DJ that's really kind of entered this market, that there is stigmas attached to it, and it's really, I find it pretty unfortunate because there are
so many beautiful people that I've connected with in that scene over the years with, and in fact some of the most caring, loving, and generous people.
Yeah.
You know, so to have like certain stigmas that go with it, it's, yeah.
People speak before they maybe even have experienced it.
Exactly. And you know what? I find that to be very true. A lot of people that have these stigmas have just never been out to one of these parties. Right. But if you come experience it, especially one that Denim Entertainment hosts, you'll see, I'll say, the true professional side of that.
My friend loved you. I had to go home early that evening, unfortunately, at your amazing event upstairs.
Yeah.
But my friend stayed until the very end and she loved it.
Yeah,
had an
it was
amazing
a good
time.
It
yeah.
Was
and
amazing,
there was like a lot of love there. It was just like very unique. And like, yeah, like I'm old enough. Like, I mean, with the clubs back in the day, like there's so many different interesting venues where you can go to a club, like some of the weird bars, or like there's something unique about that. It's hard to recreate just in like in a way that you did, but you really like pulled it off up there. Like it was very intimate. It was very like you would think that that place was like that like all the time, and that is like, you know, what's the name of the bar kind of thing. Like, let's go back.
Yeah. No, actually, I'd like to give a mention to that bar and club here, right? Actually, in the very own building that we're speaking in about, of course, there's a different unit. It's called Katana Studios. It's owned by a friend of mine, Sephora Katana, and she hosts, it's actually a photography studio, but it's big enough to be a venue. She has a regular license there.
Nice.
You know, I'm not going to say too much about that because I don't know what I'm allowed to say with that. But a great host. I highly recommend any artist in this community that's looking for some kind of performance venue or a space to do photos to check out Katana Studios.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah, this building has kind of come a long way since we first came here.
It has.
In 2016 or 20, I'm not sure what year we even were here.
Yeah, it's been really interesting to see.
Yeah.
For sure.
There's stuff happening here. There was always stuff happening and now there's more.
Mm-hmm.
So you got that. You got your Halloween party and then, wow, you've been really busy.
I have been. Yeah. It's been a few busy months for sure. A lot with like preparation to the Halloween party, but I feel really good about it. All the promos right on time. Our ticket sales have launched on Eventbrite on time. You know, I was really fortunate enough to get the artist roster I wanted aboard. So yeah, it's just really great to see things come together with that. The whole like relaunch of Denim Entertainment and just getting back out there, taking gigs again, quoting. I've done a little bit of work with Under the Bridge Dance. It's a community dance group here, hosted and organized by DJ Jess Toon. So I'd like to throw a little shout out to her of the great work she's done and invited me out to a few of those in September and October as a performing artist. And it was a very special thing she's got going on. It's pay what you can. Or a free community dance. It's just come out, get to know your neighbors, and get to know some really cool local DJs. So unfortunately, with the weather getting cold here near the end of the year, October was the last one because the DJ gear starts to, you know, malfunction out there in the cold and whatnot. But we will be bringing it back next spring. I shouldn't say Jess's, and of course, as she knows, I'm always there to help her co-host and put on such a wonderful event.
It did look awesome. I just saw your stuff on social media, really, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, no, it's and you know what, for people that see the pictures and you know you see it, like it's the wow factor is about 10 times when you're there.
I can't.
And
yeah.
You know, getting to talk to the people that come organize that and give and just be part of the dancing. It's very special what Jess has going on.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Well, did you want to find some of the music maybe? We can't play it on the Facebook Live, or maybe we can. Do you want to come and help me actually put it in?
Well, is
what do you want
is
to
Carmelo
do?
Carmelo's on at 9. No?
He's on at 10.
Oh, he's on at 10. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we have 5 minutes technically. I don't think we're supposed. Who is on at 9 o'clock?
Do we have a no show? It's airtime. Okay, airtime. Okay, we're switching over to the board. You know what? I don't know.
It's okay.
Because I don't really have any music prepped. I have this bag full of USBs that I thought, you know, if I had time, we'd plug one in. If we didn't make time here, I might just run up to Pinup Arcade in Waterloo and plug in a USB for Open Decks with Just Tunes. She's getting a lot of plugs tonight. But nice. No, I love what the girl's doing. But yeah, that's always an option. In fact, I think I might just do that after I'm done here.
Okay.
I do have some, in fact, all the artists that I have booked for the Halloween Hangover, Saturday, November 4th, secret location in Guelph, Ontario. It's to be announced location. I do have all those artists' SoundCloud links up on the Denim Entertainment Facebook page.
Oh, awesome.
So if anyone wants to get a better idea of what Pashel, Jenna Greenstone, Raul Vargas, or Resetter sound like, by all means, have a take a look at their links. Oh, and as well as the local support, too, links up for Natty Physicists and Magnatech. So make sure you check out those two gentlemen as well. And what else can I say about that before our time's up here on there? Eventbrite. The tickets are on Eventbrite. Just look up Halloween Hangover. They're about $20. Well, they are $20 plus ticket charges. They're about $22 and change right now. So check that out. And if anyone listening has any questions about the event, you can reach out to myself, Cam, through the Denim Entertainment Facebook page at Denim Entertainment DJ Services. I think it's Denim Entertainment Kitchener Waterloo DJ Services, to be exact. But I'm sure you'll find it.
I'm getting so excited because honestly, like, there was like a pre-pandemic time when things were like, it was a really tough time in the pandemic. And it was like, I fell off the horse, and like seeing you back is like, okay, like we're back up and running. Like this is going to happen. Like the world is still here. It's in a terrible shape right now. There's a lot of conflict out there, and my love goes to everyone. And I think we have to separate politics from people and just focus on love. So I'm so appreciative of you being here in the studio at CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. I'm Yenny. This is The Regime. We're just here to ask a lot of questions. That's kind of how I am. I've always been like that. If something is not going right, we have to ask questions so we can figure out what we got to do. You came up with some answers because you are Denim Entertainment, and thank you for like your resilience.
No, thank you for having me tonight.
Oh my gosh.
One more quick question before we go for you. Am I allowed to take a video of an Instagram live here of the studio?
Okay. Oh my God, of course.
Okay,
of course.
It's been a while. I'm so amazed by our new video. We got Yenny here.
Hi.
Hosting me on CKMS. Woo!
We're still here.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo.
Thank you.
I think I still got it.
You still got it. You still got it. Do you ever think about coming back as a programmer?
You know, I do often. It's really just time, right? It's a big reason why when I stepped away from the station over the whole COVID era, broadcasting from home, life just got pretty crazy. And there's always been a certain amount of time that I've wanted to devote to my show of Denim Radio to bring it up to the quality that I feel this community deserves, that, you know, that quality of broadcasting. And I know this is co-op radio, but after, you know, I gained so much experience here,
now we're signing off.
That's how we had to do it.
Thank you a lot.